work with. Due to the sheer size of the file, Martin's search for himself took nearly 10 minutes. It finally found his name lodged toward the back of the file. He spent over an hour peering at the data and eventually was able to tease out some recognizable information. Whoever made this file knew a lot about him. He was irritated to find his height was wrong. It wasn't labeled height, it was just the number, but it was unmistakable. 5 feet, 11 inches. It was wrong in that while that might be how tall Martin was if you went to the trouble to measure him, he'd been putting 6 feet, 2 inches on every form he'd filled out since high school. He edited the number and hit save. He spent a few moments looking around at various numbers in the file, then got up to go to the bathroom. Martin stretched his arms, stood up quickly, and felt a terrible discomfort in his groin. It was like someone had grabbed the waistband of his jeans and pulled upward. These were his favorite jeans. They'd always been a little tight. He liked pants that constantly reminded you that you were wearing pants. But they never caused him anything like this sort of discomfort. He looked down at his waist. His belt was right where it usually sat, but the inseam of the jeans was definitely riding higher than usual. Also, now that he looked, the hems were slightly higher on his ankles than he'd remembered. Weird, he thought as he pulled his pants down.